In spite of an impressive resume in her native Italy, actress Maria Grazia Cottinata is most famous in the international arena for her role back in 1999 as a ruthless assassin in the 007 adventure The World Is Not Enough. She was also a guest star on the iconic drama The Sopranos. The actress is now in Beijing at the invitation of the Beijing International Film Festival. I recently sat down with Maria Grazia and we discussed her ideas on the film festival, the Chinese film market, and international productions. Let's take a look. Okay, hi Maria Grazia.
Hi.
Thank you for being here with us. I understand that you've been involved in the Beijing Film Festival before, and you were actually on the jury for the Tiantan Awards in 2014. How long was your previous stay in China for the fourth edition of the film festival?
I was here for 2 weeks.
And how was that stay?
It was a nice experience because you have the chance when you are part of this international jury to see different way of seeing a movie. You see the same movie and everybody sees the movie in a different way. And they have different feelings and you learn how to be in this way, to be international and to make international films.
So what impressed you the most during your previous trip?
I'm very open-minded, so it's not impress, it's just learn. Oh. I've learned so much about other difference.
What do you feel that you learned specifically?
I found out that between Chinese and Italian people, there are so many things that similar, and about food, about culture, about the way they behave in the family, and with families and relatives, and some way I like the way they are improving year by year. You know, you go back and you come next year and everything is different, and every time surprise me in a different way.
One great thing about the Chinese Film Festival is I think it acts as a fantastic platform to allow us to better understand Chinese films.
Of course.
So on that note, what are your general impressions of Chinese movies?
At the beginning, talking about 11 years ago, it was a little bit difficult to understand. Now they changed completely. In the last 5 years, even the young directors and movies are different, you know. They are more international, they are more, you know, or maybe I'm getting too used to them, and I understand. A movie is always important because you understand more about the culture and their point of view, and it's a way to learn about the Chinese culture and their way of living.
Have you seen any Chinese films recently, or is there one particular piece that's caught your eye?
I've seen so many, but just few stayed in my mind, like The Grandmaster. I love The Grandmaster. I think it's a movie that can teach you a lot about the Chinese culture. And I really like The Partner.
For me, The Grandmaster was one of my personal favorites. I've always loved the story. I believe it's of Yip Man, who is the Chinese martial arts master from Canton Province. What do you think of the international productions with Chinese actresses and actors involved? I know that Jing Tian was in Kong's Skull Island, and the popular Taiwan pop star Jay Chou was in Now You See Me Too. Have you had a chance to see any of these films, and what do you think of them?
You know, it's a way to make the audience immediately connected with the international film, because you recognize something that belongs to you, and it's a way to get, you know, to get international, even for the Chinese actors to get more international, because here you have great talent. But of course, you know, it's very rare to see Chinese film outside China. So it's important even for the Chinese culture, because every time you go out of China, you bring a piece of culture outside China.
Do you yourself have an interest, or would you like to work in the Chinese film market?
I already did the 4 Chinese films.
Oh, tell me a bit about them.
And the last one is called Into the Rainbow. And there is this young actor called Wu Lei, and then In Zhou is the actress, but I don't know her. I don't remember her Chinese name. And it's always a challenge every time you get in to work with that with them because it's a way to learn even more when you work with them. It's not just seeing the movie, you are in the movie, you work in their way, and it's a challenge.
I think there's a real hunger in China to get to know a bit more about international and European films. Have you thought about how you would personally want to introduce Italian films into the Chinese film market and let the Chinese audience get to know a bit more about Italian film culture?
It's not easy, but it's not impossible. I think more than me has to be the producer to push the movie to be international, like the old producer used to do, like Carlo Ponti, like De Sica, they all, you know, were selling the movie and making movie for the international audience. And we have to move in that direction, to make movie and make sure that the movie can be can get the distribution for international market.
I know it's a very common practice for to have a same script story transition into a TV drama or a film. In the West, we've seen this with Ghost. And actually recently, a best-selling novel in China, which is called San Sheng San Shi, has enjoyed huge success on Chinese television screens. What do you think of these transitional pieces?
First of all, I saw that and I'm a big fan. I think it's a great job. And I think it's it can happen. It can happen. You know, it's the audience that choose. If something become very successful, you have to keep doing it. And you know, in different ways, because people watch television, but sometimes there are the kind of people that like to see the movie in the theater.
Grazie, thank you.
Grazie. Ciao.